This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agunei Rav Shabbos Rabbeisai, I want to share with you Hilchos Pesach, the very first siman in Hilchos Pesach, siman Tav Chav Tes, Shayalin b'Hilchos Pesach, Kaidim l'Pesach, Shloshim Yom. We ask about Hilchos Pesach before Pesach 30 days. Interesting. Where does this come from? This is a Gemara Masechet Dav Vav. It's Machlokes Tanoim. When do we start learning about Hilchos Pesach? There is an opinion 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh. However, there is opinion that we start 30 days before Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Where is this derived from? It's derived from a pasuk. The Gemara says Moshe was standing on Pesach Rishon and he told the people about Pesach Sheni. From here we learn Shalom b'Hilchos HaPesach Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom. So all the Rishonim asked the following question: is the stira to the end of Masechta Megillah? The end of the Masechta says Moshe tikein lehem liYisrael to learn Hilchos Pesach bePesach, Hilchos Atzeres bAtzeres, Hilchos Chag bChag. Shenemar. From there we learn Moshe made a takana to learn the halachas of Yom Tif on Yom Tif. So what is it? Do you learn 30 days before or do you learn on Yom Tif? The opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is that on Yom Tif, every individual has responsibility to learn the halachas of that Yom Tif. 30 days before is going on the chaburos, is going on the tzibor. What does the rabbi give shir on? What do the chaburos learn publicly? Then you start 30 days before. But the individual is not responsible yet until the Yom Tov itself. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that 30 days before, every individual is responsible to begin learning the halachas of that particular Yom Tov. Okay. There are shitais. Whenever there's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, we always pass them like the Mishnah Berurah. Unless your shita is to follow the Aruch HaShulchan. But where I come from, we always follow the Mishnah Berurah. In my yeshiva, Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, we always follow the Mishnah Berurah. That's the final word. Not everybody holds that way. We follow the Pesach Achron. Mishnah Berurah is a Pesach Achron. Chazoinish said, any word in the Mishnah Berurah is like it emanated from the Lishkas Hagazas. No, that's our tradition. Anyway, be it as it may, the halacha that you start learning Hilchos Yom Tov 30 days before, some say it's a da'iraisa. It's ke'enda, or at least it's ke'enda iraisa. It's min ha'toira. Why? Because it's learned out of a pasuk that Moshe was oimed be'pesach rishon, and he started to darshan about Pesach Sheni. So the phone you're going to get back, Pesach Sheni, Yom Rosh Hashem. So, okay. So, that's the issue. Some say it's Minat Torah, but according to most, it is only Midrabanan. Be it as it may, does it apply to other Yomim Tovim? The Gra says no, only to Pesach, because Pesach has a lot of halachos. Shavuos, on the other hand, it would be enough to start learning Rosh Chodesh. Now let's see the Rama. Okay, the Rama is going on this halacha. Shoyalin v'hilchos Pesach kodem l'Pesach shloshim yom. Says the Rama, haga uminog liknois chitim. The minog is to buy wheat. L'chalkon la'aniyim, to divide to aniyim l'tzarach Pesach. B'chomish hador be'ir shneim asar chodesh. Anyone who lives in the city 12 months, tzarach li'tein l'zeh. This is the minog of ma'is chitim. So stam azoy, there's a stira b'nei obey in the Rama. Because Rama says, it's a minog to buy chitim. And then he ends off, tzorach li'tein l'zeh, you have to do it. So if you have to do it, he should say, v'chayiv to do it. Why does he start by saying it's a minog? No, it's a, you have to. So they say, al pitzachos, they have a sefer, l'hoirois nosan, says like this. He says, there are many people, if you tell them there's a halacha, they say, I know there's a halacha. Ober minog brach the din. You ever hear that expression, which is incorrect? You ever hear that erroneous expression? Minog brach the din. I know there's a halacha, but I have a minog knowledge. That's not how we fear it in the Alta Haim. So So therefore, the Rama can't say you're chayiv to do it, because a guy's going to say, I know you're chayiv, but the minog is not to. It's not the minog olam. It's the last day of sukkah. People have...
Avada, they eat in the sukkah.
Even the Samarabba changed and he ate in the sukkah. Sure he did. Yeah. And that's a different thing. So therefore they say that the Rama couldn't say you have to give Mois Chitim, because then some smart aleck's going to say, but have a minug not to do it. So Rama says, the minug is also to give it. It's also a minug to do it. Anyway, and that's how the Rama ends, Vitzarach. That's what Rav Nosson Gestetner says. But it's very interesting. Why is this Rama in Hilchus Pesach? The Rama says you have to give Mois Chitim. It should be in Hilchus Tzedakah. It's a Pesach Dikadin. Charetz Adin and Tzedakah. Let's talk about Mois Chitim in general. Why is there a halacha that you have to purchase wheat for aniyim to have food for Pesach? Why is there such a din? Doesn't the Rambam write in Hilchos Yom Tov in general, isn't there a stama din by Hilchos Yom Tov that a person has to feed the needy? You know, it's interesting. People like to have guests on Yom Tov. Yeah, but they like to have guests that are enjoyable company. Or they like to have guests of people they're comfortable with. But there's no mitzvah to have guests. People think, hachnasas orchim. So who do you invite? A guy who lives down the block. Well, what's hachnasas orchim? He has his own food. Well, how's that a mitzvah of hachnasas orchim? Hachnasas orchim is someone who doesn't have a meal. Someone who doesn't have a place to go. Someone who's unwanted. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Ches. Ukeshu oichel v'shoyse, when you eat and drink on Yom Tov, chayiv lahachel lager layasim la'amana. You need to feed the unfortunate. Imshar ho'aniyim. Avami shenoyal dalsa is chatzeroi. Someone who locks his door. Va'oichel v'shoyse. Hu ubana v'ishtoi. Someone who just eats with his family and does not invite the unfortunate. Ein zu simchas mitzvah. This is not a simcha. What is it? Simchas kresai. This is intestinal joy. This is not simcha shal mitzvah. And on such people, God says, I'm going to take your excrement and I'm going to wipe it on your face. By the way, if you walk in the street with that on your face, it ain't pleasant. Okay? I don't wish it on anybody. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says that if you just eat and drink with your own family and you don't invite the unfortunate, that's not simcha. It's worse than that. So what do we learn from here? Every Yom Tov you need to feed the unfortunate. That around your table are not the cool with it people who you could be miskaved with. It's the unfortunate. So what's their special din of Mois Chitim on Pesach? Every Yom Tov you got to feed people. What's this new din of Mois Chitim? So there are two answers to this question. One is Rav Shlomo Kluger, who has a very interesting answer. Rav Shlomo Kluger says that we make a declaration in the Haggadah. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol. Kol ditzrich yeseh v'yivsach. Wow, what a sincere offer. You have 90 locks on your front door. You have two German shepherds sitting on the outside. You have security cameras that by the gate of the outside gate that nobody could even, if somebody looks like that to your house, all of a sudden the police come and kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol. Wow, you're so hospitable.
At the last minute.
Yeah, anyone who's hungry, it's like 10 o'clock at night, you know. You would think by then. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, in order to avoid any, the self-accusatory statement, you have to make sure before Yom Tov that everybody's taken care of. This way, when you say, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'yecha, what you're saying is, anyone who's hungry is taken care of. I don't have any worries. Meaning, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'yecha, because there's nobody left, because I've already taken care of it. It's to avoid making a kitrig on yourself when you say the words called Ditzvach Yesviach. Okay. Reb Shlomo Warman, Zeratzak Baruch, lived in this neighborhood. He was a Talmud of Reb Lazer Silver. He's Rosh Yeshiva of Hank. He brings in a Sefer, a Gra. I never found this Gra anywhere other than in his Sefer. An amazing Gra. The Gra says, the din of Mois Chitim is learned out of a Pasuk. Which Pasuk? The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Shivas yamim toichal matzois. 7 days eat matzois. Uvayoyim hashvi chag lashem. Matzois yeyochel eishivas hayamim. You hear Shivas yamim toichal matzois. Uvayom Hashvi, Chagasha Matzos Yachel. It says to eat Matzos twice. More than that, the first time Matzos is spelled Chaser, and the second time it's Matzos Yachel Malay. What does Matzos Yachel mean? Matzos, you should make sure that it's eaten. What is Shabbos Yom Tov HaMatzos? 7 days, you should eat it. There are two dinim in the mitzvah of matzah. One mitzvah is matzos toichal, Shabbos Yom toichal matzos. You gotta eat matzah for 7 days. And there's another mitzvah, Vayom Hashvi'i Chag Hashem Matzos Yachel. You have to make sure other people eat matzah for 7 days. From here we learn that it's not enough just to sit back, kick back, and eat your matzahs that you bought for $700 a pound. Very nice. You know, you bought it for $600 a pound. I bought it for $700 a pound. Shkoyach, you're a big tzaddik. But the guy next door has nothing to eat. So, but at least I'm mekayim in the mitzvah matzah. No, you're also not mekayim in the mitzvah matzah. Because part of the mitzvah matzah is to make sure other people have matzah to eat. Where does it say that? Matzos yeachel, says the Gra. When it comes to other people's matzos yeachel, that's when you could spend $700 a pound. You have to make sure his matzos are malay. Your own matzos, Shabbos Yom Tov HaMatzos, okay if you only spend $50 a pound. That's matzos chaser. The ikar money that you want to spend, you want to be mahader and matzos, it's on the matzos yeachel, not on the Shabbos Yom Tov HaMatzos. Mamela says Rav Warman, the din of Mois Chitim is not a din in tzedakah. It's a din in Pesach. It's a din in Achilas Matzah. That's why the Rama brings it in Hilchos Pesach and not in Yoredeya by Hilchos Tzedakah. Now I'm going to tell you something very cute.
Where is that pasuk?
Where is it? In the Torah. In the Torah. Yeah, that narrows it down, right? So one last thing. Okay, I'll be the Mechaber, you be the Rama. So I just said you have to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days. So normally the Rama comments on what the Mechaber said. Says Rama, and it's a minhag to buy wheat to give to the aniyim. It's got to do with price of tea in China. Right? Imagine I tell you halach and Hilchos Pesach, and you say, yeah, but just want to point out that on Purim, when you put on your mask, you put it too close to your nose. Okay, it's good to know, but it has nothing to do with what I said. It's random. You know, get with the program. So why is the Rama commenting Mois Chitim? The Mechaber didn't say, yeah, Mois Chitim, no Mois Chitim. He just said you got to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. It's not relevant to learning. So Rav Nosson Geshneider gives the following story. There's a big Oysher. You know an Oysher? The guy is sitting, and he's very wealthy. And every day, he's mamash a big tzaddik. He wakes up 3 hours before Shacharis. He says the Gansa Tehillim. Then he says the whole daven. He davens for 2 hours long. Then he's Mavr Sedra. He says Parshas Haman, even though it's not Wednesday of Echves Parshas B'Shalach. And he says every Tchino Ba'akosha there is the whole day long. But Aniyim, forget it. Aniyim say, you want to give me? Get out of here! So the Rav goes over to him, well, Hashem gave you a lot of money, why don't you give tzedakah? He said, wait a second. It says, I'll show you Shadvarim Ha'olam Oymed, Ala Torah, Ala Avodim Vesvasadim. I'm doing 2 out of 3, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know how many people do? So the Rav said like this, God gives everybody what they need and what they could distribute. So you want to be a big lamdin and you want to be a big tzaddik, no problem. So he'll take your money away and give it to somebody else. So this is what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying, you know, you have a big job in the month of Nisan. You have 30 days. You got to master Chelek Hei of Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot to learn. Rabbi Yid, I have no money. Get out of here! I have 500 simanim to learn. Hilchos Pesach, what are you bothering me? I don't have time for you. Shema says, I know you have 30 days. You have a lot to learn. Shalom v'darshan Hilchos Pesach, kol mizlam yom. But don't give, it's not an excuse not to give money to the aniyim. I know you have a lot to do, but you have to, don't forget about the aniyim. Hagah, you still have to give Mois Chitim. But one last thing, and this was, there was once a God of Israel, Rav Yankel! You ever hear of Rav Herzke Ratzvetter?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, so Rav Yankel's, what?
Elta
Zeda, and my wife's Elta Zeda as well. So the story goes, he was very big about tzedakah. He's busy giving tzedakah and helping out the aniyim, especially for Pesach. One particular Shabbos HaGadol, he had nothing to say. So he said over what the Rav next door in the neighboring town said. So the Olam said, Rebbe, you're a big, you're a well-known Rebbe, you can't come up with your own material? He said, that's Pshat, and it's the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes shoyalim behelchos Pesach koydim lepesach. Sometimes you need to borrow someone else's drasha before Pesach. Why? Hagah, because since there's a minhag of giving out mois chitim, sometimes the rabbanim are so busy they can't say their own Torah. So shoyalim behelchos Pesach koydim. Sometimes you need to borrow somebody else's material. Rabbosai, agon erev Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.